Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a very short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion, and be brief? Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper? No? Nobody? Advertising agency, a media organization?
Nothing.
Thank you, sir.
I'm retired.
Okay, great. So, with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat? Republican. Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the Republican primary elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami?
You're voting Republican all the way, down. Everyone.
Yes, sir. I understand. But are you definitely going to vote? Very likely, someone like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm
definitely.
Going to vote.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Every year.
Excellent. Now, sir, what is your main racial background?
Okay, I'm just American. White.
Yes, sir, but just for the sake of a research, for white. A statistical purpose only, white angle. Thank you, sir, very much. And, sir, is your age between 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read the list, and you can pick one, okay? I know they're all important, sir. But corruption in county government, crime and public safety, housing and proper insurance costs, overdevelopment, taxes and county government spending, traffic and congestion, illegal immigration, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Illegal immigration.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving right along. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate, sir, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Yeah, he's got my vote.
Very favorable. Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah, very favorable.
Okay, how about Mario Knapp? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Ooh, I don't even know who that is.
You never heard of him? Okay.
No.
How about Jose Aragu? You recognize the name?
No, not that
okay.
Either.
Ron DeSantis, same question. Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Yeah, man, he's good.
Very, okay. How about Ernesto Rodriguez? Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay. And Rosana Cordero Stotts, do you recognize the name?
No.
And Kevin Marino Cabrera? No?
No. I've heard of him, but I don't know.
Francis Suarez? Recognize that? Francis Suarez.
Yeah, I've heard of him. I don't care for him that much.
Okay, so you heard of him, but you had no opinion, right?
No opinion on him.
Okay, how about Joel Sanchez? Do you have an opinion about Mr. Sanchez or heard about Mr. Sanchez? No? Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving right along. As you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of court, tax collectors, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor. But now, Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Ernesto Rodriguez, Jeffrey Giordano, Jose Aragu, Mario Knapp, Ruemen de la Rua, Jose
de la
Rua.
Yeah,
okay.
Good guy.
Thank you, sir. Let me finish reading it just for the sake of research. Joe Sanchez, Joe Rivera, Rolando Rivera, Alexander Fournette, Ignacio Rivera.
I know De La Rua. He's getting it. He's getting my vote.
Understood. Now, I'm on a smaller list of candidates. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for who would you vote? Rosana Cordero Stubb, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
If it was for what position?
Let me see, if you may know, let me see this real quick, okay, it's right here. Now I'm on a smaller list of candidates for the sheriff department again. At the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for who would you vote? Rosana Cordero Stubbs, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
Okay. As you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stott in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Now, considering this, who would you vote? Rosanna Cordero Stott, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
I usually, when I get the thing, I go down the Republican Party list, and I just, that's what I do.
You still going with another candidate?
I'd go with a Republican.
Yeah, they're all Republicans. They're all running. This is a primary election.
I know, but I would have to do some research on them. Right now, I haven't done that.
Okay, I understand.
Because as long as they're, I just want to get Republican now. I don't care who it is, what it is. You
very
know,
smart, yeah. Yes, sir. Now, as prior to taking the survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stott in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff? Aware or unaware?
No, I was unaware, but I don't really care what he says about the sheriff.
No, I understand.
I'll pick who I want to get picked.
You make your own decision, right, based on your research. And that's very smart. Now, moving right along, you will not be giving a statement about Joe Sanchez afterwards. Can you please indicate, sir, how would you vote? Now, Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he has his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, and he's a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserve for 8 years, and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a non-nonsense approach.
I told you, De La Rue has got my vote. I'm not voting for anybody but him.
No, you make that clear, sir. And
yeah.
I appreciate your patience, but I'm required to read verbatim. I will speed it up, okay, sir?
Now, okay, because I'm cooking dinner right now, so that's why I'm...
Yeah, I understand, sir. Now, I will speed it up. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff will help today, you vote for Rosanna Cordero Stott, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, we're almost done. You will not be giving the statements about Joe Sanchez or Rosanna Cordero Stott afterwards. Can you please indicate how would you vote? Now, I know you made it clear that you had to do some research, but I appreciate your patience. Now, one candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stott.
I have no idea who she is, though. That's the problem. I would have to do some research before I can say yes or this one, that one. You know, it's just a hit and miss right now.
I understand that. We're almost done, so we can finish. Can you allow me just to finish the sentence? Now, one candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stott. Supporters say Cordero Stott is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump, and he has dedicated nearly 30 years of serving your community and the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say that Rosanna Cordero Stott has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Lavín Cava. Now, knowing this, another candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters say that Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a non-nonsense approach to crime, and if elected, sheriff, and strongly support President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say that Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade, is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine, and voted to give millions in taxpayers' dollars to build Maryland's park. Now, one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for who would you vote? Rosanna Cordero Stott, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
I don't know who would I vote for. I got to do the research. That's the
right.
Bottom line.
Should I record your answer? Okay,
yeah,
as another candidate?
I'm not going to just tell me another candidate. That's fine.
Okay.
I haven't done, it's far out. I haven't done the research on this stuff. I could just tell you that I'm voting for Republican all the way down. It'd be one of them. That's
yeah,
it.
That's
I don't
very
know which one.
Right. Now, but to finish this up, sir, let me just ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. Now, if you were labeled yourself, would you say that you are liberal and moderate, conservative, and political belief?
No, I'm a full-time, hardcore Republican.
So you very liberal, somewhat liberal? Moderate?
Not at all.
Conservative? Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you, sir. Now, what's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with bachelor's, four-year degree?
I had a couple of years in junior college.
Okay, thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you for taking
thank
the
you.
Time. Enjoy your dinner. Yes, sir. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye.
Okay.